All right, here we go. So we are doing Shadal on the concept of the Ayin Hara. What we saw yesterday, again, this is Parsha Kitisa at the beginning. What we saw yesterday is that Shadal believes that the Ayin Hara isn't real. Or we should say that the cause for the belief in Ayin Hara as a superstitious, like demonic kind of power is because the effect of Ayin Hara is true. Insofar as when people become proud of themselves, and believe in their strength, then they believe that they can do anything and God wants to humble them, so to speak, or rather the laws of the universe are going to cause him to be humbled or her to be humbled. So we're going to go head into that idea that it's the laws of the universe and try to figure out, is Ayin Hara, or rather what we would say, God's Hashgacha, a miraculous thing? And apparently, Shadal does not believe it's miraculous so much. What do we mean by that? Let's see. All right, so here we go. Vavo l'gufa inyan. Let me go back to what we were just talking about with the Ayin Hara. V'u inyan Ayin Hara. V'amar ki ksan minam mitfalsifim. Right? He has this derogatory word that he gives for philosophers. He says those who think of, who make themselves into philosophers, who philosophize, I guess, or something like that. Ki gon rabag. An example he gives is rabag. Bikshu l'farsho al derech hateva. They wanted to explain Ayin Hara, which they felt was true, into a natural phenomenon. What was that? Apparently the Rabag believed, he doesn't quote where this is from, but let's say, I don't know, if you look in this week's parsha, maybe he'll say it, but the Rabag was of the belief that it's a natural process where there's some kind of rays that come out of the eyes, when someone stares or gazes at someone else, at their face, it's possible that the gaze of the eyes can cause some kind of poison, which can actually damage another person or actually kill them, all according to that, you know, nature that they accepted at that time. Or maybe he means the nature of the one who is receiving the rays. I don't know. But the point is, according to the Ralbag, fascinatingly enough, he believed that Ayin Hara is extremely literal. You know, Ayin Hara means evil eye. And it could be that when you look at another person and you have ill intent, you can actually cause damage or even kill them. So maybe we'd fit this into counting. Now, if you have to look at each person individually and other people in the count maybe are looking at this person because you're pointing them out, an enemy has a chance perhaps to look at this person and cause them damage. So we want to prevent that. It's very fascinating. Chachmei Dorenu Bavach, he says, Shadal says, in our generation, meaning in the 1800s, the rabbis, or not rabbis, but rather scientists, say the exact opposite. Rubam lo'agim le'munat ha'ayin hara. They all mock the idea of the Ayin Hara as superstitious. And they also laugh at all these other beliefs that people have that don't make any sense naturally. Shadal says, in my opinion, both of these are mistaken. It's not natural, it's not supernatural or false by being supernatural. It actually does fit in with the laws of the universe. The natural physical universe is not all there is. It's possible that the world is also run according to other factors. There are other laws in the universe. Which the higher wisdom, again, this is like almost Spinozian, the way he's describing this, but whatever. He doesn't support Spinoza, but he says there's a higher wisdom here, B'tchilat Briyah, who inserted this at the very beginning of creation, that there would be laws of the universe about how things work. Our miracle, perhaps what we would say, how miracles happen, or certain miracles at least, and indeed how people are affected when they become too prideful. Al piyam tisovim, evina misibot amirot. They're the things that actually cause what happens in the universe. Lehevi al goy al adam yachad hatovad va'arot hamiyodot al hashkacha. The good things and bad things that happen to people are actually a testimony for the belief in hashkacha, that there's actually things that happen in the universe in reaction to our spiritual maladies. Asher yabita lema mitfal seif. So when the philosopher, the person who thinks of themselves as a philosopher, looks at these occurrences in history, they say it's all happenstance, coincidence. But when the regular people look at these amazing coincidences and the Fels armies and kings, Vayomer Masen Yisei Mehema. These, the regular folk, they think of it as absolute miracles. So Shadal says, there's a middle path here. I do believe that they're natural. They are all caused by natural causes. Aval, ha-misovim, ha-sibotem, kulam misudarim b'tchilat ha-briya b'chachma misadar al-yonah yitbarach shemo. But they were all set into place, all these natural occurrences were set into place from the very beginning. I don't know how he explains free will, but there are certain things that are going to happen no matter what. They're set into motion all the way from the beginning. And therefore, you know, the people, there are natural laws and there are supernatural laws as well that govern the universe. V'hi shigazra shi'eh akor kashem makdim v'shat tavkuf ayin gimel. He says, that's what caused the cold fronts, the bitter blizzard that occurred in the year tavkuf ayin gimel. I forgot what year this is. 5573. L'man hepil melch aritz, to fell the cruel king. Lashkit eretz malah, to quiet the land. Meaning there was some kind of war. Think this is referring to Napoleon. There was some kind of war, and he lost the war when he encountered cold, and that cold actually was from God, was from the Hashkacha that God sent in the world in the beginning. Obviously, if I guess you'd say for free will, if Napoleon had not tried to fight and continued to fight, and you know, he wouldn't have been stopped because he wasn't trying to fight against the cold front. Hichagga b'taluchot korot hatzibor ve'ayachid guzer lifnei shever gaon. The idea here, the rule, is the pride goeth before the fall. That is always what's going to be the cause. Mimani imshach kisha adam et agoy kula omed b'roma tzlacha amit ga'ev mit ba'erba. That's what happens is that if a person or a nation thinks they're so successful and they're so prideful in their success, umevi kin abalev ro'av. What ends up happening is that people become very jealous. That's when their fortune changes, and the higher they are, the harder they fall. Which he actually mentioned in the beginning already. Amon, yachas zel ein hara. Again, this is a repeat. Maybe we'd have to say that the beginning of his commentary and the end of his commentary were written at different times. This is just a repeat of what he was saying. Maybe they were two different comments and they got combined. Okay. And he says, people thought that it was the Ayin Hara that was causing this, but really it's just God Hashkacha. And other people actually, sometimes they would think it's actually caused by curses, the belief in curses, which Shadal also doesn't believe in, that curses can actually affect people, but that people were seeing that when people become prideful and successful, they are often, that fortune often gets flipped on its head. And they thought maybe it was because people were cursing them or in the Ayin Hara. Fia emet in a Ayin mazeket. So the truth is that eyes do not cause problems, right? Like the raw bog had. Below a klalot mivya rab. And curses don't actually have any effect. Avala mishpat lelokimu. Rather, it's all from God. It's all God's laws. Which is actually a quote from Dvarim, which is in reference to Judges, but he's using it poetically here. Vu gazar. God is the worker of good and evil. We talked about this when it comes to his name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. As the worker of good and evil, God causes everything. Shegavat Adam Tashbilenu v'shafel ruach yitmoch kavod. Quote from Pasuk, man's pride causes his fall. Okay. Mishorer Tzarfati Amar, and the French poet, he's referring to Voltaire in La Mort de Caesar, says that triumph and failure, I'm just like guessing that this is a translation just from the French, but triumph and failure are just one step away, or separated by some step, a small step. Okay. So he says that is the cause, that is really what's going on in the world. You notice that when you become so successful, anything can happen if you become too prideful in what you have, and you should rather use it for good and not count your people and stuff. Okay. And he also mentions Vam Amar Katav Ki Anche Ador Hahu Suchu Latet Kofer Mimneshechat Ube Egel Mineskaiv Kalia. The Ma'amar, the author of the Ma'amar, Rabbi Wolf or something, was of the opinion But the reason why they were worried about a plague is because they actually sinned at the Cheta Egel and had to give a kapara for that. So they had to do that here. So Shadal says, "V'lo zachar ki yatzibu ezeh kadam l'masa egel." He forgets that Kitisa, this is in the beginning of Kitisa, and the Cheta Egel happens at the end of Kitisa. I would guess that the Ma'amar is actually of the opinion that this command actually occurred after the Cheta Egel, perhaps, and the whole command of the Mishkan, according to some of the Rishonim, occurred after the Cheta Egel as a response to the Cheta Egel in some way. Maybe that's what the Ma'amar has in mind, but Shadal does not believe that. He thinks that the Mishkan occurred, the command for the Mishkan occurred first as a unifying, you remember if what we saw in Parshat Truma, it's a unifying building that people can come to in order to keep the laws and be unified. And so it's completely separate from the Cheta Egel and is not a response to idolatry or people's, like the Rambam might have it. Shadal is of the opinion that it is an independent value of having a Mishkan. But I don't know what he would say about the Korbanos. I guess we'll have to see in Vayikra. But in general, the Mishkan is not a response to some kind of physical need that the people have, unlike what maybe the Rambam would say. All right, Shkoyach, that's Shadal's opinion of the Ayin Hara.